This is Pastor Jared Pollard, and you're listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that causes growth. Join us as we dive into Scripture, share testimonies, and learn to become the hands and feet of Jesus in our everyday lives. Thank you so much for joining us here on the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And I'm Pastor Kinsey Joyner.
This week, we're talking about why did love have to come down and ransom us? And today, we're talking about life. But before we get there, we have an ALC recommends. What are we recommending?
We want to recommend reading A Bible in a Year plan in 2024. And since we're coming up on the end of the year, we figure we can get you guys looking at them on the YouVersion Bible app. Yep. That's what we use as teachers and pastors to find the Bible in a Year plan. We're going to choose one for the teaching team, but we say you guys can just choose one that looks good for you. There's different kinds. There's chronological.
Yeah.
There's Old Testament, New Testament. But
there's themed. There's all sorts of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, but reading through the Bible in a year, it fills you not just with the Word of God, but with the Spirit of God.
And
really encouraging.
Yeah. And if it sounds daunting to you, which it used to me. So I think in my life, this next year will be my seventh time all the way through the Bible. Mm-hmm. But I had never actually gone through the Bible in a year until a couple years ago, where I'd actually finished it in a time frame.
Yeah.
And it used to really discourage me, but guess what? What happens if you get off track and you read half the Bible in a year? Guess how much more Bible you've read than most people? A lot
more. Yeah.
So don't be discouraged about it. It's not so much of I must complete the Bible in a year, and it's more about let's make this a healthy discipline of getting in Scripture and letting the Lord speak to me through His Word.
Yeah.
Every day, and not that the verse of the day isn't good. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
But the more words you consume, the more that the Lord is going to speak to you.
He's going to have more ways to speak to you.
You can either eat a little snack in the morning and be starving the rest of the time, or you can have yourself a four-course dinner first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do every day. I want to wake up, and I want to have a giant meal. Of course, that makes me non-functional. But when I have a giant meal of the Scripture, that makes me functional. And the Lord is, I mean, He's going to speak to you through some of the most obscure portions of Scripture that you've ever heard.
Right.
But He's going to make something jump out to you, and it'll change your life.
Yeah, and going through the Bible in a year, or whether it's a year and a half, however long it takes you, you will begin to see the full picture of what God has done for us.
That's it. And it's life-changing.
Exactly.
It really is life-changing. So, be encouraged. Get a reading, the Bible in a Year plan. And you don't have to physically read it. I listen, and the Bible app now lets you put it on different speeds. So I'm a time and a half listener. I like it a little quicker than how the commentator reads it.
Yeah.
I got a new phone a month or so ago, and I had to re-download everything, and the app reset.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that it had reset the speed, and I hit play, and I'm like, what's going on?
It's a little slow for you, Jared.
Slow motion over here. But it's good to listen to. Take you between.
Let it read it to you while you read it yourself, and 12, it's less effort.
12 to 18 minutes.
Yep.
Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yep. So read through those 66 books in this next year, and you'll be blessed. That's what we recommend.
That's right.
And so we're talking about why did love come down and ransom us this week. And, you know, most of us have lived, you know, the first part of our life, at least depending on our parents, you know, our guardian, whoever it was, we depended on their love for us really to survive, right? And like, I don't think we actually realize how much we've depended on our parents or our guardians or our grandparents until we have children of our own.
That's true.
And then you're like, you need a lot as a child.
That's true.
You know, and so it's just because our parents love us, they have this unconditional love for us, we can literally just depend on them to take care of us as children, as teenagers, and even into our young adulthood. Our parents are still there for us, or whoever it is that raised us is still there for us. And so they provide what we need. And, you know, that's a lot like God, right? We can depend on him because we are his children and he loves us. But like I said, I think it just switches up a whole lot when you start to have your own kids.
It does.
And you have that great love for them and you realize you'd do anything for them to make sure they're safe, to make sure they're provided for.
Yeah.
And like I said, that's what God does for us. So the verse we're looking at is 1 John 4:9. And it says this, "In this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only son into the world so that we might live through him." Mm-hmm. And so that last part, it says that we might live through him. That's why we're talking about life today. And we know in Genesis, you know, sin and death came into the world when Adam and Eve ate from the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, right? And also in the garden, there was the tree of life.
Yeah.
Right. And God didn't tell them they couldn't eat from that.
Yeah.
The only tree they couldn't eat from was from the knowledge of good and evil.
Yeah.
But God already had a plan when they did that. Right. Mm. And we know the stories, the gospel, that he sent his son, Jesus, or he sent his love. Yeah. Right.
That's right.
So that we could have a new life in him.
Yeah.
Right. So that we could live through him and have a new life through him. And so I want us to think about, why is it so important that we receive God's love into our lives? Mm. You know, it's important that we know God, that we receive his love, but why is it important that we receive his love into our lives?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the reality is that God could never love you more than he loves you right now.
Mm.
But he also cannot love you any less, than he does right now.
Yeah.
And really, you know, you use those types of extreme statements to say that God's love is overarching and he loves his children.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves you, he loves me, he loves the people that are listening to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to... How can you receive something if there's not a connection? I guess that's where my mind is going.
Sure.
How can you receive something unless there's a connection?
Yeah.
So, you know, your phone battery is dying. How are you going to fix that?
You got to charge. You got to connect it to a charger.
Yeah, you got to connect it.
Yeah.
Whether it's the wireless charging and you got to set it down on the little pad, or whether you've got the cable, or however that's working for you, you have to have that connection point.
Yeah.
And so why is it important that we receive God's love? Well, it's important that we are connected.
Yeah.
And that goes through a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He was love that was given. And so we have to make sure that we're having that ongoing relationship connection. And what I've come to terms with is, you know, what kills your battery more than anything on your phone? Right, when your screen's always on.
When the screen's on, yeah.
When the screen's on, it's going to suck the battery life out of that. Well, we're going to go through circumstances where we're going to have the screen on all the time. Well, we need to keep our phone connected so that it's recharged.
Yeah.
What happens if you don't really use your phone, but it's not connected? What eventually happens?
It dies.
It still dies.
Yeah, it's going to die.
It still needs the connection.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what your life circumstances are, that we still have to stay connected.
Right.
To keep charged. And your phone works better when it has a full battery. And so just to know, man, it's important to receive that love because it is like filling our batteries. Mm-hmm. We do not function well without it. And then eventually, we don't function at all.
No, exactly.
If we're not receiving that love.
Yeah, that's true. That's good, Jared. Yeah, the connection that God has given us through his love is how we can receive all the things.
Yeah,
like you said, him providing for us, him caring for us, that connection is important. And, you know, if you go back to before we even received God's love, we had this deep need inside of us to experience love. God made us to where we aren't fulfilled and we don't have what we truly need for our souls unless we receive his love. Mm-hmm. There's this empty pit in us that can only be filled by his love. So I think that's why it's really important too. And the thing is, we don't realize that we need it until it's there in front of us and we realize this was something I'm missing. Mm-hmm. And so we go day to day, even though we're in Christ and we realize if we haven't had that connection with him, you know, you're like, I'm missing something, and you realize, oh, it's God. It's my connection with God. I haven't been in his word. I haven't been in prayer.
Yeah.
I haven't been in community to lift me up and to, you know, because we connect to God through people.
That's true.
More than we realize.
That's true.
Yeah. We think that the connection is purely just from ourselves to him.
Yeah.
But the love of God is shared through
yeah.
a community,
I guess,
of people.
The people might be whether you're in good cell coverage or not.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're like, so, I know he's there, but I can't quite get it.
Yeah, my phone's on.
My bars are low.
There's no internet connection. There's no data connection. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah, so we much more easier we get in the presence and the connection of God in the context of community, right?
That's right.
And so we need that as well. God has made this pit in us where we need people to feed off of his love. And then how does God's redemptive love change the way we live? How does it change the way we live when we receive God's love?
Yeah. Well, when you're full of love, you can't help but love other people.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What is inside us will eventually come out.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Like Pastor Ben says, don't be full of it.
That's it.
You're either full of it or you're full of love, right?
That's
what comes out, right?
Yeah, that's right.
God's love teaches us not only how to love people, but how to love ourselves.
Yeah.
Right? Because Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Yeah, that's good.
And I think in our culture today, I think that's a big deal that's missing is people being able to love themselves because they don't have this connection with true love. But
that's true.
So God came down. Love came down to ransom us so that we can experience his love, but life through him. Mm-hmm. He changes the way we live, not just here temporarily, but also for eternity. Right. So we just encourage you guys to have this connection with God, continue, being close to him and his people.
That's right.
Because that's where you'll be fulfilled in his love.
Thank you for joining us today. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that through community and small groups and encounters with Jesus, you will have growth. Visit abundant.us to learn more about ALC and how to join a small group. On Sundays, you can join us at 8:30 a.m. for our time prayer meeting, and our services at 9:30 a.m. and 11 a.m.